Welcome back to Horizons.
Mike Riney, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you.
I read about your project in the Tuosist Parish newsletter. Would you mind telling me a bit more about it?
General description of what we're doing. We wanted to capture the knowledge that's in the heads of the people that live in Tuosist at the moment and keep it alive for anybody that wants to access it in the future. And reason for creating this tree of Tuosist information is to mirror the Annals of Beara. So the Annals of Beara were created by Robardo Dwyer, who has, you know, did wonderful research work in the rest of the Beara Peninsula, but he had to draw the line somewhere. So I guess he focused on County Cork and excluded Tuosist being, you know, County Kerry. But there's lots of intermarriage between Ardgroom and Irees and so on, and Ardtrigol and Tuosist. So Tuosist families featured in his publications as well. But it would be good to have the same sort of information available for the families of Tuosist.
One thing, Mike, people might not realize is that I'm currently speaking to you from Texas.
Yes. I guess that's the wonderful benefit of technology today, is that it really doesn't matter where in the world you're located, because the sources of data for all of this are online sources. And so whether you're in Tuosist or in Dallas, like I am, you can search the same websites. I mentioned Robard, and I just am amazed by what he managed to do when he had no access to these online sources. And he had to, I think, visit the parish baptism records and speak to all the local people. So he had to talk to everybody. Now, I've had great help from, at this stage, I think hundreds of people contacted to ask questions, and they will provide details of their families. But we don't have to interact in the way that Robard had to.
Excellent. So are there any interesting stories or discoveries you've come across on the tree while rooting out this information?
Yes, as we've built up the data in the tree, and we now have over 30,000 people mentioned in the tree, about 6,000 of them are actual people born in Tuosist. We've seen patterns and so on among the families in there. So one of the interesting links that certainly was news to me is that Manchester, New Hampshire, which is a city of, I think, maybe 200,000 people in New Hampshire, USA, was a destination for a large number of Tuosist people. So we've seen, I think, about at least 50 Tuosist-born people who died in Manchester, New Hampshire. And when you compare that with Boston, which is a much bigger city, or particularly Boston, the same number of Tuosist people died in Boston. So this much smaller city had a greater concentration.
The sort of the concept of this project is that the roots of this tree are rooted in Tuosist, but then you're trying to figure out where all the branches have extended to, and you found Boston, New Hampshire, New York, that the branches just coming out of Tuosist are sort of all around, I wouldn't say the world, but it certainly seems like all around America.
Absolutely, yes. That was another discovery from the data, was how, yes, there are descendants of Tuosist people all over the English-speaking world. It seems that they more went to Australia and New Zealand actually around the time of the famine or thereabouts, maybe that the US wasn't established as a destination for everybody. You can see a pattern where immigration to the UK was a thing for Tuosist people born from 1910 onwards, more so. Before, people older than that tended to go to the US. I've seen people descended from Tuosist living in Alaska. I don't think I found anybody living in Hawaii yet.
There's still time. There's still time. We can go and visit them there. That sounds a lot more appealing than visiting someone living in Alaska. So how much work is it involved in sort of adding people to this gigantic tree you're growing?
Yes, I guess it'll continue growing. There's no end, as you know, new arrivals contains baptisms since 1844, and it contains the civil birth records from 1864 and marriages and deaths as well. And then the census records from 1901 and 1911, various grave listings, burial listings, arrival records, so passenger records arriving into, for instance, Ellis Island, people's naturalization records where they had to name their spouse and their children if they had any, and then just generally obituaries. So RIP.ie, of course, is a great source. I mentioned that the Tuosist baptisms started in 1844, and so you won't be able to know the parents of somebody born before 1844. But if they emigrated, say I did see a family of Florence Sullivan who emigrated from Tuosist to Australia, I would say he went in probably 1850, so after the famine. And when he married, he must have documented the names of his parents. So even though he was born in the 1830s, we know the name of his parents.
The Holy Grail for you then is people who around the beginning of the Tuasist records went somewhere else that forced them to record the names of their parents, because that's the only way you can get information that kind of goes backwards in time from what you consider the starting point.
Exactly, yes.
I imagine this is the same kind of question as how long is a piece of string, but in your own estimation, how complete do you think the tree is in its current form?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'd say we've covered at this stage 99% of the households from the 1901 census. So that gives us great coverage of the Tuasist families. There's always going to be more descendants. So particularly in the US, these obituaries do help. And so we can add in people who were born in the US, say in the 1960s, that are descended from a great-grandparent who was from Tuasist. When we had, I think, about 10,000 people in it, so maybe a year ago or so, we had a conversation about how complete we thought it was. And we said, well, maybe it'll go to 15,000. And here we are now at 30,000 and still growing.
So the current population of Tuasist who might be listening and who are certainly seeing your bit in the parish newsletter, what would you like them to know and what would you like them to do?
Yeah, we're doing a series of meetings now, and Maggie Sullivan-Graham from the Laura Community Council and Anita Driscoll are organising townland meetings. And so we've had two of those so far, and we'll be doing every townland in the parish. And they're wonderful occasions. There've been great turnouts at them. And the local people from, for instance, the first one we did was Cloran Townland in early October. And everybody shares what they know about their own family and neighbouring families. And you can have a laugh at some of the nicknames. You know, we discovered that there was a small lady, Catherine, and her nickname was Kit the Robin. And that she married a man called Mortimer, and his nickname was Mort the Gander. Oh, Kit the Robin married Mert the Gander, and you know, we had a laugh over our cups of tea about that. And then I wouldn't have known of that. You know, there's things that just get lost over time. We've had some of these meetings and we will be having more of them. So that's one thing that we would like to assist people or anyone who knows information of any of the families to come to those meetings. I got my own father to do a DNA test, and so quite a lot of the discoveries that I've made are based on his DNA rather than mine, because mine is partly diluted with Cork DNA from my mother. And I wouldn't have connections to all of the Tuasist descended people that my father has.
So for the purposes of your particular analysis, your 50% Tuasist was your father's 100% Tuasist.
Yes, there are some people that are, you can see that there are like 110% Tuasist. Patty Sullivan Green, most people in Tuasist would know. And he is, yes, 110% Tuasist. So he's connected to every other family.
Patty is so Tuasist, he's nearly Triosist.
Indeed, yes, exactly. Patty is 94 or thereabouts now. So yes, he's and still farming away.
Oh, wow.
And then another person is Maureen from Tuasist Post Office. And Maureen is around the same age as Patty. And she's been giving us lots of information over the years as well.
I'm sure, yeah. Post office workers are a real nexus and conduit of information. They know everybody and they know everything.
Exactly. And she's from Tuasist and her husband, Patrick Gloss, is from Tuasist. So we've had two townland meetings. And today we're going to have another one at 2 p.m. in the Laura Community Centre. And we're going to cover the townlands of Glentrasna, Glenrastel, and Shinnock. So we welcome anybody to come along at 2 p.m. today, whether you're in Tuasist or Kenmare or have any knowledge of the families in those townlands, to join us for a discussion, hopefully sharing some information and a cup of tea.
That's great. Everybody loves a cup and a chat.
Exactly.
Mike Riney, thank you very much for joining me on Horizons.
Thank you very much. It's been a great discussion.
See, I am near, says the Lord, by Sharon Lines.
Remains for
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Thank you to the production team, in particular Gráinne Quirk. Just the Thought for the coming week is by Father Francis. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.